Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I tell you what, I haven't even hardly talked about this story yet over the past couple of days because I thought, you know what, I want to wait till Freedom Friday when our good friend George Blackard is in the house with us, a fellow veteran. In fact, George has always done such an incredible job helping out his fellow veterans. It's why we love having him here on the show, not just because he says great things and he has good insight and he brings some different topics and ideas to the table, but he's just a downright good guy who looks out for his fellow veterans. You know, George, sometimes it's funny. We never know what we're going to talk about, right? And sometimes I'm surprised. I'm like, oh, I've never heard of that story. And then you tell us about the story. I think today it's pretty obvious what we're both going to want to talk about today, right?
Oh, I think so. It's been on my mind ever since I saw it. And it's getting a lot of traction in the media, too.
Yeah. So, okay, you tee up the story. You give us your description of what happened, what the Democrats did here with this little insurrection video.
So, you know, several of them get together, and they are a mix of former service members. One, you know, makes a point that he was an Army Ranger, and one was in the CIA and all of this. Well, they go on this commercial, and they just start speaking to the military, and they say, you do not have to follow unlawful orders. You, in fact, it's your responsibility not to follow unlawful orders. And so they keep talking about unlawful orders and that people in the military don't have to follow them. They don't say that anybody's actually giving them an unlawful order. They don't give any examples of that. But, you know, they're making it sound like to the average viewer that something very nefarious is going on. And so it made me scratch my head thinking, well, what the hell are they talking about? I do know that it was just a ploy to make Donald Trump and the administration look bad. But here's what everybody got mad about is that Donald Trump said they should all be arrested and prosecuted, and sedition brings with it a penalty of death. He didn't say they should all be put to death. He didn't say that. He said they should be prosecuted, and I agree with that. They should not be U.S. senators and congresspeople at all if they're going to be doing nonsense like that. But what people don't understand, too, is the UCMJ, almost everything in there is punishable by death. You know, it's up to and including death for everything. You know, if you're late to a meeting, it's punishable. It's just up to the command, you know? So I find it very funny that everybody's making such a big deal out of what he said.
Well, you mentioned, you know, the Army Ranger. That Jason Crow, I'll bet you there's a ton of Army Ranger vets out there who just can't stand that guy. Jason Crow, that guy is an absolute embarrassment. He is the guy who lied about the Tren de Aragua, you know, Venezuelan prison gang threat in Aurora, Colorado. Remember when that was a big story out of Aurora, Colorado? And they're like, oh, no, it's just a handful of apartments. Jason Crow was straight up lying to the people of Colorado and downplaying the Tren de Aragua threat. He's one of the guys in this insurrection video.
This is House Call for Health. The World Health Organization recently announcing that global tuberculosis diagnoses hit a record high, but that deaths have fallen. So what exactly is TB? WHO describes it as being caused by bacteria that most often affects the lungs. It's spread through the air when people with lung TB cough, sneeze, or spit, and someone nearby only needs to inhale a few germs to become infected. Even though it's preventable and curable, TB is still the world's top infectious killer. Most who get it live in low and middle-income countries, and though it's present all around the world, half of all people with TB are from 8 countries: Bangladesh, China, India, Indonesia, Nigeria, Pakistan, Philippines, and South Africa. Common symptoms include prolonged cough, chest pain, weakness, fatigue, weight loss, fever, and night sweats. Practicing good hygiene when coughing or sneezing by covering the nose and mouth can help prevent spread. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Securing America.
On Wednesday at Arlington National Cemetery, a special funeral service was held for Army Sergeant Michael Verardo, who survived two separate IED attacks while serving in Afghanistan and died due to complications from his injuries in August. War Secretary Pete Hegseth.
He did what so many Americans could never stand up and do. He said, send me.
VA Secretary Doug Collins added,
when once injured, that's okay. Twice injured, send me again.
Sergeant Verardo endured 120 surgeries and became an advocate for fellow veterans. He and his wife, Sarah, started the Independence Fund, which helped over 2,700 veterans with all-terrain track chairs. Secretary Collins said that even if people didn't know him,
they will know his impact. They will see the stone.
Kevin Uresky, Fox News.
5,000.
Big topics. Big ideas. Big Sky. Montana Talks.
All right, most of you have probably already seen or at least heard some elements of the video or some of the news reports. But since we're going to spend the bulk of the hour here today talking about this, we should probably roll the audio so that all of you got a chance to hear it. I think our producer, Finley Warden, back in the studio, can run the audio for us.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow.
I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad, but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
Absolutely despicable. George, I know you've seen the video. You may not have been able to hear it right there with our studio feed playing it, but you've seen the video.
Fox News commentary.
Here they go. They go from saying, we see how President Trump is using the military against the American people. Are you freaking kidding me? They're basically mad that Donald Trump is repelling the invasion of illegal aliens that invaded this country, and they're going out and rounding up criminal illegal aliens and sending them back home. They're mad about that. And then they're mad that Donald Trump is killing narco terrorists who have officially been declared terrorists. But yet they're suggesting that Trump is asking the troops right now to defy that Trump is asking them to follow unlawful orders. But yet when they're actually pressed and when they're actually asked about it by people like Martha McCallum, that Crow guy down in Colorado can't even name one unlawful order that Trump is asking them to follow. Absolutely despicable.
Absolutely. And, you know, here's the thing. They don't know what the unlawful order is, although I suspect a lot of what they're talking about is blowing up these drug boats because he's getting a little pushback on that. But think about that. So the Democrats are okay with all these drugs coming into the country and killing Americans. They're okay with that. Just remember that. They want people crossing the border. They don't want them blowing up these little boats. They're okay with Americans dying from these drugs that are coming into this country illegally. That's what Democrats stand for. But what they're really doing, Aaron, I believe, is they're trying to get Trump to take the bait, and they're trying to get him to say things like he said. And that's what they're trying to do so they can use that against him, take it out of context, not understand it. You know, like I said, the UCMJ, everything is punishable by death. So really what he said wasn't that big a stretch if you've been in the military and you know what he's talking about.
Well, and I just think for a little comical relief on this whole story, look, you know, do we need more veterans in Congress? And yes, that's a good thing. But let's look at the reality of what's going on right now. I mean, back in the day when we had World War II veterans and some of our Vietnam veterans, they served their country in uniform, and Democrats and Republicans alike, they stepped up to serve our country as members of Congress and things like that. Well, that was back in the day. I mean, you had honorable people that could have their disagreements on policy but could still get together at the end of the day and unite around the common good. The folks that the Democrats are bringing to the table, these folks are a bunch of freaking nut jobs. I mean, Jason Crow, the guy who acted like Trende Aragua did not have a presence nor a threat in Colorado, he straight up lied to defend these criminal illegal aliens, to defend these narco terrorists and a foreign prison gang operating on not only American soil, but in his backyard in Colorado. I mean, every place, every military unit, every business has that guy. And, George, you know what I'm talking about.
No, absolutely.
The Democrats just put a whole compilation of that guy. Oh, there's that guy. There's that girl. Oh, man, here we go. This is a freaking clown show that they have recruited to run as candidates.
Absolutely. And here's the thing I'd like to point out. The World War II vets, the Korean War vets, the Vietnam vets, they were all against communism and socialism, which these Democrats today are not against that. And some of these people that actually served in our military are for that. So keep that in mind. Let's put it in perspective. Those World War II vets and Korean vets that served and continued to serve in Congress, yeah, they were fighting the enemy. They know who the enemy is. But here we got these new ones, and they're inviting the enemy in.
Well, and look, as you referenced earlier, everybody who's served in the military knows, yes, you can, you must refuse an unlawful order. But that's what these guys aren't saying here. That's why they're saying, oh, they're basically what they're trying to do is trying to get that guy or somebody in the military to do something stupid, also that they can undermine Trump, also that they can undermine the United States of America and the commander-in-chief in the process. Eli Crane, a congressman and Navy SEAL veteran out of Arizona, he weighed in with Laura Ingraham. Johnny Joey Jones weighs in, and much more. We'll play some sound bites after this.
Fox on set. Another gap between smartphones is bridged. There used to be a lot of consternation between the users of iPhones and Android phones, especially when it came to messaging. iPhone users would shudder at the idea of having to use green SMS instead of blue iMessage to talk with Android people. RCS messaging has changed that, but with consumer demand and with some laws in the EU, we're beginning to see more parity between phone builds. Now, Google says its Pixel 10 phone running Android can send and receive files directly with iPhones. Its quick share feature now supports Apple's AirDrop. And yes, an iPhone can also detect the Google phone too. It works only with Pixel 10, however, and not other Android devices. Both phones do need to be set to be discoverable by all devices, but Google insists the file transfers are secure and a direct transfer between devices, not some kind of workaround. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A woman who was handed the keys to a new way of life in Georgia makes today's Dean's List. Miss Len is the school parking lot security guard at Flowery Branch High School. She's a beloved part of the school, so when her car became unsafe to drive because of an old tire, Principal Joey Farah decided to help out. That one small act of kindness spread across the school and the community. Christian Brothers Automotive wanted to give her another reliable car that had a brand new transmission. And that's when the students at Flowery Branch stepped in and worked with local businesses to detail the car and cover her registration costs. So Miss Len now has a better car that didn't cost her a dime because everyone wanted to help. Miss Len was surprised, overwhelmed, and so grateful. A wonderful story of how being kind spreads like sunshine. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right. I got a chance to hear Johnny Joey Jones. Johnny Joey Jones, a great Marine Corps veteran. He was Marine Corps EOD, you know, explosives expert. He lost both of his legs serving in Afghanistan. He weighed in on this story. So did many others. Joe Concha had some spot on remarks. Actually, before I play this Eli Crane soundbite, I haven't been able to hear what Congressman and Navy SEAL veteran Eli Crane had to say here. But George, Joe Concha, to sum up what he basically said, if I don't have time to play it, he was on with Hannity last night, and he made a really good point. He says, could you imagine if the Enola Gay during World War II, if their crew just said, well, you know what, I really don't agree with this mission. I personally think that this is an unlawful order that the commander-in-chief just gave. You know what, I'm not going to drop the bombs. I mean, could you imagine how the course of world history would have changed? How many more millions of lives would have been lost as a result?
Absolutely, and that's putting it in perspective. I mean, think about that. That is, and what an unlawful order, really, Aaron, is, you know, if whoever's in charge of you, it might be an officer, it might not be, but somebody who outranks you, you know, if they tell you, shoot that civilian, that's an unlawful order. But, you know, I don't know. I've never seen an unlawful order. That's just me. But that's kind of what they're talking about. And one thing these people did refer to is they referred to pitting our uniformed military against American citizens. Well, that's baloney, because just like you said, that former Army Ranger, he stood up for this Trinidad-Aragua member that was down in Nicaragua, right? And they all called him an American citizen, which he's not. So, I mean, they're not telling us the truth at all. They have to stretch for everything.
Great point. All right. Well, let me play the soundbite here. Eli Crane was on with Laura Ingram last night. And then right after that, we'll get into the phone lines here. 406-294-0970. We've got Jim in Kalispell on the phone lines. I wonder if it's Democrat Jim. I wonder if it's the Jim that voted for Obama, loved Joe Biden, or if it's another Jim. I'm not sure who it is. Either way, we'll look forward to hearing that phone call. Here's Congressman Eli Crane. Oh, no, hold on. Yeah, wait to send that call. Sorry, I need to play this soundbite here first. All right.
Foolish and cowardly at the Laura, I thought it was extremely foolish and cowardly at the same time. I thought it was cowardly because if you can't name the unlawful orders that these guys are bringing up, you know, in their video, you know, that just shows me that you don't have the courage to even call out what you're talking about. Number two, I thought it was foolish because if you have to have, you know, a joint statement video like this, and it's the messaging is so bad that people, reporters have to call your office to ask, what are you even talking about? You look extremely foolish.
Well, as a former Navy SEAL, served your country proudly, and you see someone like Congressman Crow, also, believe it, a former Army Ranger, correct? Yeah. So he has the cred on the battlefield. He has the cred in the military. So what is he getting wrong here?
Well, he's getting it wrong because, like I said, they can't even mention. He came on Fox News earlier today, and when asked by Martha McCallum, what are you talking about? What unlawful orders? He couldn't say it. Anything that the president has ordered our troops to do that was unlawful. He said it was preemptive. Really, Representative Crow, if it's preemptive, why didn't you guys make this video during the last administration? And it reminds me so much, Laura, of what we just witnessed with Epstein. They didn't care about Epstein at all when they had control of Washington, D.C. But now that President Trump is in office, they're banging that Epstein drum.
All right, there we go. Yeah, Finley, you can go ahead and send us that caller now. Yeah, it's on the same pipe as my sound bites are playing on. That's why I got to keep them a little bit separate there. But George Blackard, your reaction to what Eli Crane had to say there before we get to the phone lines here?
Well, I think he's absolutely right. And preemptive? What the hell does that mean? I mean, there's a lot of things that you can preemptively do, but I mean, that's not really what it is. If they were honest, they would say, we were trying to get a response out of the president, which we got, that we could use to make him look bad. He wants us dead, and he said it. And the Republicans are the ones who are fear-mongering and threatening everybody. So it's all a game.
All right. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. We got Jim in Kalispell on the phone lines. Jim, thanks for the call. What's your thoughts this morning?
Well, good morning. Yeah, good morning. What you call Democrat Jim. I don't call me Democrat Jim. But
why is that offensive? Is that a bad name, or is that a good name if I called you Democrat
Jim?
You're
trying to preface it as Democrat Jim.
No, our callers love hearing from Democrats on the show. It's good to hear from you.
Well, I just like to focus not the advertisement. I think was pretty benign. But the comments of the president saying that they should be home is absolutely outrageous.
When did he say that they should be hung? When did he say that they should be hung?
Right after they did it. Come on, don't pretend.
He said they should be tried. They should be tried. That is a legal process.
No, I saw the tweet or the social comment that he made. It wasn't tried. It was they should be hung.
They should be tried with sedition. George Wade, yeah. What was the actual words, George?
So, Jim, stand by.
We'll come back to you.
There was somebody that responded to the president that said we should hang them. George Washington would. So it wasn't Trump that said they should be hung. It was somebody responding to him. So, yeah, but this is what people do, right? They say, oh, Trump said it. No, somebody else said it.
What did the president do with that remark on it? Did he retweet that remark?
So Jim, you have no problem with Democrat members of Congress openly undermining the president of the United States and basically trying to start an insurrection of military and intelligence agency operatives?
Well, then what do they do in the military when they teach us all not to take an unlawful order? They do that every day, and have been doing it for decades.
Yeah, but here's the deal.
So
name one unlawful order. Name one unlawful order. Why did they make this video? Why did they suggest that President Trump is issuing unlawful orders? But then when these cowards were pressed to name one unlawful order, these cowards couldn't name one.
Well, what I've heard from the president is using the military in our U.S. cities as training grounds going forward, which is an unlawful suggestion. And if he turned it into an order, it would be unlawful.
Well, we've already actually our cities are used for urban operations training grounds. That happened under Obama.
You know what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking
about. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about using the military, the active duty military, in our cities to do the alien extradition thing.
But again,
people out of our country. So you're arguing that we shouldn't be using the military to expel illegal aliens. Well, you're a genius. I mean, they're here illegally. And he has a constitutional right to use the military to do that. Look that.
But see, yeah, and again, this is a great case in point. And Jim, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. But this is, again, a great case in point. This is why the Democrats, in their own video that we played at the top of the hour, they are suggesting that President Trump removing illegal aliens out of American cities is somehow an unlawful order that is being issued. And Jim in Kalispell just reinforced that very message. They don't want the illegal aliens sent back home. They allowed an invasion of this country, and now they're trying to undermine the commander-in-chief who's working to defend this country and get the criminal illegal aliens out of here. I mean, wow. This is where we are at in the United States of America. I mean, it used to be a bipartisan thing that we would defend the borders of America.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of these Democrats don't even know why they want these illegal aliens here. we know that the politicians, we know why they want them here. But your average American citizen, they don't know why. They're just listening to politicians. So they don't understand it. They don't get it.
This is a Joe Concha. Joe Concha always gives a great political insight. He was on with Sean Hannity last night.
Well, the president is called the commander-in-chief for a reason. He gives a command, and the military follows that command. No ambiguity, no interpretation, no debate. That's how it's always been and always how it should be. And yet we have a major political party in a video that we're showing here. It's been viewed tens of millions of times on social media, imploring military members to disobey orders if they deem those orders to be illegal. These same Democrats can't define exactly what an illegal order is. So as an example, Sean, if the pilots that carried out that incredible mission, flying from a base in Missouri, 18 hours, straight hours, into hostile territory in Iran to take out nuclear capabilities in Fordo, what would happen if those pilots decided, you know what, this mission may be illegal halfway through the flight. What if they turned those planes around? What if they let the enemy know in advance? But this is what we're seeing from Democrats, saying something completely unhinged, outrageous. Then they wait for the reaction. And then, as you pointed out, they play the victim when the reaction comes and they're called out for what it is. And as usual, our legacy media is now trying to say that Trump is the bad guy here for calling this for what it is. It is 31 flavors of delusion, Sean. Democrats, they've gone over many red lines lately. This is the biggest red line they have gone over, and they will pay a political price, believe me.
George Blackard, 20 seconds before the break, your reaction.
He's right, but don't forget General Milley. You remember that guy? He's the guy who said he would call China and let them know if Trump was planning on something. So, you know, the Democrats and liberals think it's okay to do that. They have no morals.
All right, we'll hold it right there. Phone lines are open for you as well. Back after this.
Thank you for...
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Look forward to hearing from Jeff in Polson, another fellow veteran calling into the show here this morning. We'll get to Jeff here in just a second. But first, George, I want to get your reaction to some of these great messages that are coming in on the Montana Talks app. First off, hey, for those of you that got a chance to hear our guest producer, Finley Warden, he's just 20 years old, very smart young man. He joined us yesterday here in the 8 o'clock hour. Let me see. Somebody just sent us a message. Let me see if I can find it here. Oh, yeah, here we go. This was from Mary in Butte listening to KXTL. She says this, hearing Finley makes me believe we are leaving our country in good hands with his intelligence and beliefs and political views. We are going to be okay. This young man has a great future for our America. Mary, I totally agree. It, you know, and when I meet other young folks just like Finley, especially as I've gone to so many of these Charlie Kirk remembrance events across the state, there are so many Finleys all across Montana that will just make your chest swell with pride at the next generation. And I think truly Gen Z is the generation that can save America and make America the free republic for the next 250 years that she is supposed to be. So thanks for that message. Let's see another message here. This one came from Dwayne. I think Dwayne's in Polson as well. He says this, well, if it was repeated on a social media platform, it must be true. People like Jim make my head hurt. Must be true. It's on social media. All right. Here's another good one here. This is from Mitch in Kalispell. They are not mad at what Trump is doing. They are mad that he is effective. They are mad that he is not part of the established machine and is using the military in effective ways. He is accomplishing goals they have tried to for years, using outside-the-box thinking. But what a great point by Mitch and Kalispell. They're not mad at what Trump is doing. They're mad that he's effective. George,
oh, absolutely. You know, and here's the thing. I've seen so many things here recently that Democrats are complaining about. But, you know, They had the last 4 years to do anything to help our country, anything. And they could have, in the last 4 years, taken care of some of these bad people and done something good. But they chose to ignore all of this. So you're right. They're just angry that he's doing something and getting something accomplished.
Well, and that's why I totally think, I forget who the pollster was, but there was a pollster who said that he believes the real reason Democrats shut down the government and for as long as they did is not only because of the November municipal elections and things like that and the No Kings rallies and to feed the monster that is the left-wing base, but they wanted to try to undermine the Trump economy. They desperately want to stop this freight train of an economy that Donald Trump is getting back up and rolling again right now, because the last thing they want is Donald Trump to do to the American economy again as Trump 47, like what he did as Trump 45, because they care more about getting elected, and they know that Trump's economy will spell doom for them in the midterm elections.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to Jeff. Oh, yeah, go ahead if you got one more thought on that.
No, let's go ahead. Let's go.
All right, we got Jeff in Polson. Jeff, what's your thoughts this morning? Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning, gents. Good morning, Montana, and happy Freedom Friday.
Happy Freedom Friday to you.
That whole commercial was just ludicrous. But 2 points on it. I think really, or actually my main point is, in 28 years, I never heard the term illegal order. Everything I heard was unlawful. And UCMJ talks to unlawful orders. So my simple mind, is there any significant difference between illegal or unlawful? Because I think whoever wrote that script for them had no idea about what the UCMJ actually says, and they just put in words that they thought were good. And maybe I'm making a mountain out of a molehill, but it just didn't ring right when I heard that.
That's a good point, yeah, because everybody, you know, knows it's unlawful orders. Is there a legal difference between using that term? I don't know, but it does make you wonder if whoever, like you say, wrote the script for them had never actually served in the military. But some of them had, so they should have known, you would have thought, right?
Yeah, I would have thought they would have called BS and said, hey, you need to change this. I mean, I would have. Not that I would have made that commercial, but if they want me to participate in something, I'm going to say that's not how we say it. Say it this way. Unless they're just robots and don't even have that much of an input into what's going on.
The other thing that I think is also worth pointing out here is that the Democrats believe that they can do whatever they want to this country. They can allow this country to be invaded by Russians, Chinese, Trinidad-Aragua operatives, people from over 100 countries all over the world. They can do whatever they want to this country. And how dare you suggest that they should ever be tried and face consequences for what they do to this country?
How dare you, as Greta Thunberg would say, how dare you?
Oh, man. Jeff, great to hear from you. Thanks so much for the call. Let's sneak on another caller here as well. I think we got Bill in the Flathead. Finley, you can go ahead and send Bill our way as well. 406-294-0970, the number for you. All right, here we go. Bill in the Flathead. Bill, what's on your mind? Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Aaron. I think can't remember when it was. It was a while back. It might have been during Trump 45 first administration. But there was talk of this kind of stuff, and a military commander said, as the military, we have two choices. When we get orders from our commanders, whether it's commander-in-chief or just commanders in the military, we can execute or resign. That made it pretty simple.
Well, and that reminds me, you know, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, that big speech that he gave to all those generals and flag officers just a couple of months ago, right? He basically said the same thing. Hey, if you don't like the mission and the agenda of the commander-in-chief, then feel free to turn in your resignation. And I think some of them did after that. And good job on them. You know, if you can't do the job for the American people, if you disagree with the civilian-led military and what the commander-in-chief that the people elected him to do is doing, then resign. do the honorable thing.
Don't need to make a big public stink about it.
Unless
try to cause an insurrection.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless politics is or truly their only goal here, which is definitely what we're seeing out of these Democrats here. George, your thoughts on that point in particular. And Bill, thanks for the call.
Well, I think he's absolutely right. You know, especially if you're an officer, you can resign. And yeah, if that's not what you signed up for, then get the hell out of there and quit screwing up the cohesiveness of the unit. You know, I did see something, Aaron, that says an unlawful order is less precise. So something could be unlawful, but not necessarily be illegal. So it's interesting. So a legal act is always unlawful, but an unlawful act may not be illegal.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it's I encourage people to look it up and see that definition for yourself. So, yeah, you know, for instance, you could break a rule set by an organization, and that would be unlawful in that context, but it's not illegal in the sense that it violates a specific statute or law. So it's but I think the military uses unlawful because it's more broad and yeah. more general, and you know what? You know how that are. They can come up with some pretty creative stuff if they want to.
That's right. That's right. I like the use of that word, creative. Creative. They never punish you right. You know, it's just corrective training. Just corrective training. All right. Hey, speaking of, you know, we get so many great veterans that listen to the show, call into the show. Let me tell you about another great veteran out there. Ron Gunn is the owner of High Caliber Plumbing. And if you want to work for a great veteran-owned, family-owned business, they are hiring. They are looking for a journeyman plumber. So if you're a journeyman plumber and you want to work in the Billings, Bridger, Red Lodge, or Columbus areas, get a hold of High Caliber Plumbing. Go to highcaliberplumbing.com. Now, the thing I really like, obviously they can, you know, they can do your emergency plumbing things you need, you know, your toilet fixed, your shower head, whatever, all that type of stuff. They can do all that. But here's the deal. Do you want heated floors in your bathroom heading into the wintertime? Do you want to never run out of hot water? Well, High Caliber Plumbing, they are officially certified to install those Rinnai tankless water heaters, and a tax credit goes away at the end of the year. So you're going to want to act now. You're going to want to go to highcaliberplumbing.com right now. During the break, if you're in the Billings or Red Lodge areas, and see how you can get that installed before the tax credit goes away.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
These Democratic members of Congress are now actively encouraging our troops and also our intelligence community to disobey the commander-in-chief of our country. And this video, including, you know, Senators Elise Slotkin of Michigan, Mark Kelly of Arizona, warning this administration is pitting our uniformed military and intelligence community professionals against American citizens. Oh, these people like Representative Houlihan of Pennsylvania expressed exasperation with how critics had framed the message. Now, I ask all of you in this audience, it is clear there's no ambiguity in what it is that they're saying.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Right now in Ukraine, with the war ongoing, elderly Jewish people are trapped in unbearable poverty. For example, Galina is a 96-year-old Holocaust survivor who has spent her life in the same village. He's now sick and alone, and now it's bitter cold. Like every day, she's got to decide whether to spend what little money she has on food, medication, or heating. Now, thanks to your generosity and the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, you can bring hope to all of those in need. Your gift of $25 will help provide a food box packed full of life-saving essentials that will help feed an elderly individual, a Jewish person struggling just to survive. Don't delay. Your gift today will help provide these life-saving food and hope to people like Alina and many like her that are in desperate need. Rush your gift now. Call toll-free. It's 888-488-IFCJ. That's 888-488-8255. 888-IFCJ, online. It's HannityForTheFellowship.org. That's HannityForTheFellowship, one word, .org.
Fox on film.
I'm Michelle Pulido.
I'm off to see The Whistle.
In theaters, Wicked for Good, the sequel to the blockbuster starring Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande. We find Elphaba in hiding, branded the Wicked Witch of the West. Glinda, now Oz's glittering symbol of goodness, lives in the Emerald City Palace. The two are separated but need to face each other one last time as their friendship holds the key to saving themselves and Oz.
We play roles in the client's lives.
In Rental Family, Brendan Fraser stars as a down-and-out actor living in Tokyo who was hired as a token American guy for a Japanese rental family company providing professional stand-in services.
You will be my guest at Chateau Castle for the weekend.
And on Netflix, the rom-com Champagne Problems. An ambitious executive travels to France to secure the acquisition of a world-renowned champagne brand before Christmas, but her plans are upended when she falls into a whirlwind romance with a charming Parisian. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, I had another rant that I was going to go on there for a second regarding the Democrat Party. And you watch, just like they propped up these fake phony moderate, I'm just a farmer, candidates in the past. Now they're going to. They know veterans are popular with the American people, so they're going to go find fake, phony, moderate, pretend moderate veteran candidates, and that's who the Democrats are going to run. And I'll tell you what, they're going to be just as phony as this Jason Crow guy, as phony as Slotkin, as phony as Spamberger, and the rest of them. You just mark that prediction, and you watch. You see some of the phony, fake moderates that they're going to put forward, probably even right here in Montana. I was going to go on a longer rant about that topic, but then George, during the break, he said, hey, did you see that story out of Chicago? This is disgusting. Here we go again, this time out of Chicago.
This time, a career criminal allegedly jumped on the L train with a bottle of gasoline, poured it on a random woman, and set her on fire. The 26-year-old victim suffered third-degree burns over much of her body because the U.S. attorney says nobody helped her.
George, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, that was Trace Gallagher on Fox News at Night last night. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is downplaying this, even though it's another career criminal who did a horrific attack like this. And he's saying this is just an isolated incident.
So you remember Charlotte, North Carolina, the guy that stabbed the girl from the Ukraine to death?
Yeah.
And he said, I got that white woman. Well, this is the same scenario here. He dumped gasoline on her, lit her on fire. Nobody did anything until the train stopped, and she managed to get out on the outside the train, and then somebody put her out. But this guy should be in jail. He should be in prison for life because he's got a criminal history going way back. And that's what happens when these Democrats and liberals let people out or don't put them in jail, don't, you know, no bail, soft on crime, all this stuff. This is what happens, and they don't care. They don't care that this happens.
Yeah, and he's downplaying it, calling it just an isolated incident. And what I heard, too, I think I saw a Fox News report that this guy who lit this woman on fire was put back out on the streets until the prosecution is fully resolved. My goodness. I mean, here we go again. We're Democrat-run cities with Democrat prosecutors, career criminals launch attacks like this on their subways, and then they just put them right back out on the streets. Now, I was trying to pull up. I wasn't aware. I don't know the race of the assailant nor the race of the victim here, but I'll bet you if it was a white man lighting a black woman on fire on an L train in Chicago, we would all know very well what the race involved was if that was the case.
Oh, absolutely. That's the way they report that stuff. But they specifically, of course, look up the story and you can see through the pictures who's who and what's what. But, you know, the media, they love to leave out details like that because, you know, if it doesn't fit their narrative, then they're not going to tell you about it.
Yeah. Oh, it's so disgusting. Yeah, Rina Zarutska, of course, was the Ukrainian refugee who came to the United States for peace. Instead, she's slaughtered on a subway train in yes, Charlotte, North Carolina. By the way, Charlotte, North Carolina is one of the cities where ICE is going after these criminal illegal aliens right now to try to help clean up the streets there. In fact, I think they've already grabbed 350 illegal aliens in Charlotte alone.
Wow. You know, that's nuts. And, you know, you've got all these liberals out there protesting ICE. Now they're, like, crashing into their cars. They're assaulting them. It's getting worse. They're ramping it up. But, you know, there's no conservatives or Republicans out there because we're all working during the day.
Guess who got arrested?
ICE is doing this.
Guess who got arrested? Guess who got arrested for wanting to shoot ICE agents? An associate principal of a school back east. An associate principal arrested for wanting to shoot ICE agents. My goodness. I'll bet the teachers union loves the guy, though.
Oh, would they just stop with the brawl of the wild garbage? It's called the Cat Grizz game. Stop with the fair trade organic coffee crap. My rant, MontanaTalks.com. And happy, at least when it comes to calves and prices. That's how I would sum up our coverage from the Montana Farm Bureau Convention in Missoula. The farmers, not so much. But we had great conversations, got a chance to catch up with so many great farmers and ranchers from all across Montana at the Farm Bureau Convention earlier this week. The highlights, the full audio of our convention coverage and more. Download the Montana Talks app on your phone. You'll have it all right there.
Your News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, and Montana Talks with her.